Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, Lord, we thank you and we just praise you. We thank you for allowing us this time to be on this line tonight, oh Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to prepare our hearts and our minds to receive this right now word, oh Father. We thank you for the seed of this word being planted, Father, in your people, Father, sprouting up and growing. Father, we ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction that would try to steal from this word tonight. And we thank you for your anointing over this line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Sister Cece.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I have some info that I'd like to share with you. On Wednesday nights, we have another prayer line service, and that Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688. That begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We also use that same 916 number for all of our once-a-month in-person Sunday service. You can tune in to hear the entire church service live. Our in-person service meets every second Sunday of each month at 1 p.m. inside of the Christ Unity Baptist Church. The address is 1320 L Street, Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. The next in-person service will be May 12th at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And, yes, that falls on Mother's Day. Also, whatever you cannot do or are unable to do or just don't want to do at all online, you can always do through our P.O. box, including prayer requests, messages, tithes and offerings, a note, a card, or anything above. Please feel free to use the postal service. Our P.O. Box is Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. If you prefer online, you can do all of the above using our website, which is fullgospelhouse.org, or please feel free to use our email address for the same reasons mentioned, and that is fghprayer@yahoo.com. Our Facebook is FGH Prayer Sacramento, California, which can also be used to hear all of our Tuesday night prayer line recordings through a link that is on our Facebook page. Our Twitter handle is FGH Prayer. And if you prefer, we are still using Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. Just log into your bank account, go to Send Money Through Zelle, type in Full Gospel House of Prayers, and we are linked with our email address. Again, that is fghprayer@yahoo.com. Supporting kingdom work through this ministry is greatly appreciated. It is now time for our testimonies. Please minimize your testimonies to a few seconds. After testimonies, Pastor Smith will bring forth the word from God. Thank you, and don't forget to mute your phone when you're not speaking. Praise the Lord.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
I just want to give honor to God and thank him for being the head of my life and loving me and giving me all the opportunities that he's placed before me. I have just been renewed in my heart and my spirit. I felt I was under attack for the last few days, and I kept my faith. I kept in prayer, and I kept him close to me, and he's brought me out with a renewed sense of closeness to him, and I just want to thank him for that.
Thank you. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
I do, Pastor Smith. This is Sister Dockery. I just thank God for his grace and mercy as usual, and I thank God for waking me up this morning. I thank you for that beautiful service that you gave and those true words you gave, Pastor, that God is getting us ready for his powerful plan, and that's preparation. And I really and truly thank you for those words.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimony, we will go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for this word tonight, that your word bring forth the movement, and your movement is God, waste God, for deliverance, to bring your people out of a place they can bring themselves out. We need a move of God now as never before, and I thank you for this word, God, to shake, to move, to do what we cannot do for ourselves, in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Please turn to Exodus, the 3rd chapter, verses 7 and 10, Ephesians 6 and 12, Exodus 3, 7 through 10, and Ephesians 6 and 12. Get those two books. Could you please say amen?
Amen.
This is the word to encourage. There are people on the bottom, and they seem like they can't come out from being under the bottom. They're in a low place in their lives. It's a persistent place. Their life is like in a place where they're empty and can't get up from that place of the ground, and they feel that they're the least, and their lives are very low in this time, and that's been going on for ages. There's some people that's always on the tail end, always behind, and always underneath, and God is concerned tonight, and I believe he has true servants of God that's interceding and praying for people that's right now are going through and been going through for years. Many times they are born into that situation because of systems that set up against them. But we need a movement from God to take place in to change condition. And many times the church stopped praying about such movement years ago. God had men and women of God that was concerned about people that was trapped at the bottom, that had with lack of resources, in poverty, and had problems with unemployment, hardship, and there was a voice, there was a cry out to God of those experienced that injustice, that those that poverty, the set up institution in poverty. And when an institution in poverty is set up, you're at the bottom. They look at you like you're worthless. But God is concerned about those at the bottom. And I believe he has those on the backside of the desert, servants of God that praying and interceding. And when you're at the bottom, only one can bring you forth is the Spirit of God. It has to be a movement of God. I'm talking about movement of God. And God moves in two ways. He moves when people begin to pray. Then he moves and he set up a person to do the movement. But someone has to pray. And then God set up that person. That person is born for a movement. That person is born by the Holy Spirit for change to come for those that oppress. They are born for that purpose. Their lives are so in alignment for one thing, not to sell out. We have leaders now in this hour, they sell out. They get a few nickels like Judas did, and they sell out. They're not concerned about the poor, the oppressed. They sell out. But God has a movement, and God raises up people as people pray. And when the intercessors begin to pray, God has that person so selected by him that's chosen in the movement for things to change. You're going to see by the word of God. Exodus 3, 7 through 10, please.
And it reads, And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmaster, for I know their sorrows. And I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land unto a good land, and a large unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hevites, and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come upon me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt.
This is the word of God. The word of God doesn't change. He's doing this in this hour as I speak. There are intercessors praying. And the Lord said, I've seen the cruelty of my people, how they've been treated. He sees those at the bottom in this hour, how you've been treated. He said, I hear the cry. He said, I'm going to rescue you from those that's driving you and oppressing you and causing you to be at the bottom. He said, I know all about your suffering. This is for someone tonight that's been at the bottom so long. They were at the bottom so long. It was a system set up against them. It was a network set up against them. It was rules set up against them. It was a strategy made to work against them. It was a custom that was set up against them. They were powerless. He said, I'm coming down to rescue you out of Egypt and going to place you into a land that's rich and full. I mean, he's going to bless you. He said, I've heard the cry of my people. That means somebody prayed and cried out to God. That's what intercessors are doing in this hour. Walls of the building can't hold their cries. They're praying both day and night for those at the bottom that's been oppressed by a system. How it was years ago. How the men and women of God prayed that God would deliver them from their oppressors, from the poverty that was set up against them. How they was at the bottom and seemed like they were never coming out. But this is what God's word is saying to you tonight, to those that can believe the word of God. God said, I'm sending you to the king of Egypt. He heard their cry. You must get this because this is the word of God. He heard the intercessors crying and praying to God because they were at the bottom. There was no one to get them out. They couldn't call on the system to get them out because the system had set up rules against them so they would not progress. Had set up a scheme against them so that they would always be at the bottom. It was a network already set up against them. You got to see this by the word of God. This has happened generation after generation after generation. There are some people cannot get out the web of poverty. No matter how many jobs they work, their poverty spirit follows generation on top of generation. It's set up before they were born. It's shaped before they were born. As I heard, someone was telling me that some people are born when they come out the womb with a perfect credit score. Then there's others that come out with a low credit score because the system set it up like that. They don't have to worry about the credit score because they come out the womb with generational wealth. Then there are those that come out the womb with zero balance. It's a system set up. Some people want to stay in a sleep state, but I want you to be awakened by the word of God tonight. Because there are some people are praying about this spirit. And when they begin to pray about this spirit, God shall bring forth a person in the earth who is not going to sell out. God chose Moses, who was not going to sell out because the heart of God was inside of Moses for his people. He did the same thing with Esther. He did the same thing with Daniel. He did that throughout the Bible. There were men and women of God that were set up for one purpose only, to pray for those at the bottom, to stand in the gap for those at the bottom. We have sellouts in this hour where all they want is their empire to be built up, their families to be safe, and them to have all their needs met and totally not concerned about those at the bottom. But God has a people on the backside of the desert. He has servants. He has people that serving God with all their heart, who's not selling out. And there's a movement of God in the earth. And a change is going to come because somebody is praying. And God's going to set up some spirit of Moses and somebody, some spirit of Esther and somebody to move on the behalf of his people. And so God at that hour sent Moses. And when the Jews was going through in the book of Esther, he sent Esther. He placed them in a place. Moses knew about the system. Esther knew about the system. They were not ignorant of the system. They knew how the system worked. They knew the clicks of the system. Because God set them in there for a purpose to seek out the system. God is moving in that same way in that hour. Somebody need to begin to pray now as never before and get out of a state of sleep and slumber. Going into a sanctuary, going into a building, to hear the same old dead stuff, being puffing each other up instead of praying for the oppressed, hearing the same old dead sermon, the same old dead stuff, having their tea parties, going and their gathering, sitting down breaking bread, the same old stale manner. But it's time to cry out. It's time to be a trumpet for the Lord. It's time to cry out for the oppressed. Why? Because it might hit your door. Prices is out of control. Rent is out of control. Housing market is out of control. Gas prices out of control. Food prices out of control. All is so much out of control. But it seemed like the ministers of the gospel just sleeping. All they want is some tithes and some offering. Instead of saying, let's come together and shed in and pray. Let's cry out to God. Because we need help from the Lord. Our people are suffering. Our people are oppressed. Our people are in a place of hardship. Every now and then you see a servant of God that does that in a big organization. They're concerned about a ceremony, a birthday party, a building up, a celebration. But it's time now to cry loud and spare not. It's time to cry out to God because things are out of control. And when you begin to cry out to God, God will hear your prayers. There are people oppressed. There are people working 2 and 3 jobs and still can't stay ahead. They have to sit back and wonder, should I buy this or should I not? What I'm going to eat or how I'm going to pay this bill. Things are so out of control. They're beginning to just spread out the middle class. It's just poor and rich. It's almost getting like that in this hour. A spirit of poverty is a health issue, thanks to God. It's a hardship. And when you're at the bottom, the system can care less about you. You look worthless to the system. But from what I've read in history, there's always a movement have to take place for a change. And when God began to move and put it into the heart of his service to begin to pray, something happened. God looked through the ages, and someone is birthed for the purpose to move on the agenda of God. Someone is birthed to come forth to help the oppressed. Someone is birthed to come forth and pray for the less fortunate. This is real. Mute your phone, whoever you may be, please. This is time now to pray and cry out to God as never before. There are too many people suffering, and there are people of God that love God. They're in a way up. They're so at the bottom. They need God to move on their behalf. They're experiencing hardship. They're going through a place where they're oppressed. They have little resources. The children and the husbands and the wives and the family are experiencing injustice. Poverty is injustice, thanks to God. We need a movement from the Holy Ghost now as never before. Because people are being mistreated by a system. A system is a network, it's an order, it's a structure set up, it's a scheme to keep you impoverished. It's a custom, it's a theory already set up before you was born. And so many people, when you begin to preach like this, they say, oh, she's a racist. I'm not racist. I'm talking about facts. It's for real. Because I know history. And I read. When you forget about history, same things occur again. It's time to pray and seek God as never before. And you're going to see by the word of God. Ephesians 6 and 12, please.
And it reads, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
This is what the word of God said. We're talking about Satan kingdom tonight. Demonic spirits. Demonic spirit is sent into a system, into a wicked place to oppress us. The word of God says we don't fight against flesh and blood. I'm talking about humans. But wicked spirit, forces in heavenly places, rulers and authorities and powers of darkness of this world system. Get your head up out of the sand, please, thanks to God. We're talking about a system tonight. God, by his Spirit, looked down through the ages, seeing Moses and seeing Esther. He set them in a place. They did not sell out to the devil, but was on a mission from God. My prayer tonight that God set some man, some woman up, have intercessors to begin to pray that God help us tonight. That God come in and bring reinforcement tonight. Gas prices are out of control. Housing out of control. Rent out of control. Food out of control. To buy a used car out of control. You see it every day, but you just talk about it. It's time to pray about it. It's time to seek God. Because there are some people at the bottom will never get up unless you begin to pray. Unless you begin to cry to God on all of our behalf, on your children and your children's children, on your friends, for your neighbors. It's time to cry loud. It's time to cry out to God. Why? Because it's not the will of God. Someone get Deuteronomy 28 and 13. This is the will of God. Deuteronomy 28 and 13. The first one, get it, please read.
And it reads,
got it.
And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if thou hearken unto my commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them.
It's the word of God. He made you to be the head and not be beneath, if you will hearken to his command. It's the will of God. It's the will of God that you do well. It's the will of God that he supply your needs. It's the will of God that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prosper. It's the will of God, not what this system has set up, but it's the will of God that you be blessed, saints of God. It's It's time for the true believers, those that's invaded with the Spirit of God. God has taken charge over their lives. God has set them up. God has penetrated himself within their spirit. It's no longer them, but it's God working on the inside of them. They are invaded with God. God has taken over them. They are doing the will of God. It's time for you to pray. So many are not in that place where they are invaded by God, where they have not been changed by God, where they have not been attacked by God, where they have not been overrun by the Spirit of God. But there are those that have been invaded by the Spirit of God, where God is occupying them, where God, where they get up in the morning is God, where they lay down at night is God, is intercessory going on within them both day and night. They're occupied by God. Yes, there are true believers that lives like that. Their spirit has been penetrated by God. The Spirit of God has attached to them. They are attached by God. Yes, there are intercessors that truly lives like that, both day and night. And God see who they are worldwide. They are so caught up with God. They're so occupied with God. So I'm praying tonight, those that has been invaded by God, those that God has entered in, has taken over their spirit, has taken charge over their life, they're infested by God. They're so invaded by God that everything around them has become dim, and they're praying for the oppressed. They're praying for the poor. They're praying for those at the bottom. They're praying for single parents. They're praying for those that in school not getting fair education. They're praying for those that's working 2 and 3 jobs and still trying to figure out, will I ever own a home? They're praying for those that's in high places, hallelujah, that's oppressing them with rent getting higher and higher, but the neighborhood is still lacking. The neighborhood is infested. There's no resources in the neighborhood, but yet the neighborhood is out of control with no rent under control. Yes, there are those that praying for such thing, and God's going to build up, and God's going to resurrect, and God's going to bring some woman, some man in the earth that he going to use in this hour. How he going to do it, I don't know, but I know there's intercessors that's praying that they are awakened by God. They're not in slumber, nor they're in sleep, and they are not listening to that old stuff, that old manner that these people are preaching over the pulpit now. They're not listening to that garbage anymore. They have an ear to hear what God is saying for this hour we're living in. It's not about building, but it's about building up people, thanks to God. That's what the body of Christ is supposed to be, building up people so they can see Jesus Christ. It's not about building up no building. We got enough building. People need to be delivered. People need to know how to take care of themselves. People need to be in a place where they are not under the bondage of institution, that the Spirit of God go in and break the shackles of poverty off of their lives, that they go into a place where God will confront that their spirit for the injustice they're going through. There's a seed that's dying, thanks to God. Penitentiary, incarceration is taking our men. Do you not see this? Polluting our seed. And we won't pray. It's a seed that's perishing that God is concerned about tonight. It's a seed. God has a people that he's concerned about tonight. They're building a penitentiary to hold people, destroying families, causing children to go wayward. Gangs are raising our sons and our daughters. We need to pray as never before for the unity to come back where there's division. for God to hover over our communities and bring a spirit of release from the spirit of poverty and the stagnant that communities are going through. There were times when ministers and pastors was concerned about their community, was concerned about their people. We need to go back to the old landmark things of God. We need to cry out because there's a spirit that's raging in the earth. And people are like zombies. They just sleep, going into a building, doing the same old thing every Sunday or whenever they go, instead of interceding for the things they're seeing with their own eyes, the unhealthy state of God's people. A poor person, voice is silent, because the sister's not going to hear their voice. They look at them as they're worthless. God is concerned tonight about his people tonight. God is concerned by those that's in a low state. Their life's in a place at the basement. Their lives is in a place. They're at the tail end. But I believe there's a movement of God. A God that's acting right now to bring in a change, to stir somebody tonight to move in a way that the system can't stop. Anytime there was a movement that would take place, kings couldn't stop it. Governments couldn't stop it. Presidents couldn't stop it. Local, federal, nothing could stop it. Because it was the timing that God has set up for things to be changed, thanks to God. How can you so easily forget how God has made such a change? And things are going backwards instead of going forward. It's time to think about the less fortunate now as never before. It's time to cry out for those that's at the bottom, for those that's working 2 and 3 jobs and still can't get ahead, who can't buy a decent automobile. Used cars are so out of control. To buy a house now in the state of California, the down payment is so outrageous. It's not getting better, it's getting worse, thanks to God. It's time to pray, because that's a spirit of oppression. And the only one can stop the oppressor is the Spirit of God. But he needs intercessors to cry out to him as they did years ago. And that Pharaoh spirit will be overthrown by the Spirit of God. God said he will come down. And he will overthrow that spirit. But someone have to pray. Someone got to be in a place where they are so no longer selfish anymore. No one just thinking about themselves and their little group. Love looks on the things of others. Love. When you begin to pray for other people, God bless you anyway. That's the way God moves. When you pray, it's going to come back to you. You cast your bread upon the water, due season. It's going to come back to you, saints of God. That's the power of prayer. When you give in prayer, it's going to return back to you. It's in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 11th chapter. I have a cry. It's in my soul, in my spirit. When I see the brokenness of people, when they keep doing the same thing over and over, it's not because they want to live like that, but it's a system has placed them in a web, and they don't know how, they're clueless. They don't know how to get out, but somebody got to pray that God will cut that web, They have enclosed them because they don't know how to get out. He said, the prayers of the righteous avails much. The prayers of the righteous avail it much. When you begin to pray, your prayers come up before God like a sweet incense into the nostrils of God. And what happened? The Spirit of God get involved. And there's a movement by God. And God began to move and things are stirred. And then a people come together in unity and no longer division. And the Spirit of God do supernatural things. God going to bring forth some Moses, Esther, and some Deborahs, and some Ruth, and some Naomi's, some Daniels, some Paul, some Peters. He going to bring forth those that's not going to sell out and going to cry out to God from the depths of their heart for those that experience injustice and oppressed by a system. I know it because it's the word of God. It's a change now in the earth. If you have eyes to see, open up your eyes in this hour. It's such a change is going on now that the devil can't stop it. It's such a time now that God is exposing every hidden thing. That's Matthew 10 and 26. Things that used to be hid and covered up, God is just pulling, open up, revealing those hidden things. Why? It's a movement of God. And the system cannot stop it. It's a movement, saints of God. And I believe the change is coming. Because somebody's in their prayer closet is praying and crying out to God. Their spirit is groaning and God is telling them how to pray. That's in the book of Romans. We don't know how to pray unless the Spirit of God make utterance and groanings through us through intercession prayer by the Holy Ghost. There are those that are praying. And they have oil in their lamps. They're not like those foolish virgins that didn't have oil in their lamps. They have oil in their lamps. They are anointed with oil in their lamps. And the Holy Spirit is hearing their cries tonight. So I'm crying out to God as never before that the Spirit of God is resurrecting a people. They're going to be in unity and not division for God to bring a change, to God to go on those places and undertake, cut networks, bring things in order for those that are poor and at the bottom who feel worthless. The system will not help them because they have no voice. But you have a voice in prayer. You can cry to God tonight, and God will go into that place and a movement from God, because he'll come down, and he'll move on the heart of somebody and stir them to work for him. Do anyone have need of prayer before I begin to pray?
Yes, this is Sister Dolores, and I enjoyed your message, and I'm putting my check in the mail tomorrow. Thank you.
Praise God. Bless you. So does anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes.
Yes.
One at a time. Who else? Who need prayer?
I need prayer for my family.
Okay. Say it again, please. You need prayer for who?
My family and my sister who's in the convalescent hospital.
Your sister in convalescent hospital? Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Anyone else in need prayer?
Yes, Pastor, this is Kara, and I need prayer that I'll be able to have housing on campus this upcoming semester.
You will do, what's about health for you? Something you said about health. What did you say, Kara?
I need housing on campus this upcoming semester.
You said it too fast. Slow down. What did you say again?
I need housing to be able to live on campus for semester, yes.
On campus, okay. Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor, this is Cece.
Okay.
I just need prayer for my spiritual walk with the Lord to strengthen me in my walk.
Okay, anyone else have need of prayer? If there's any more prayer requests, Saint, this is for real. It's about life. If you're living, you're alive, and you see people experiences and how the devil, he don't ask for permission to force himself into your life. If he see a gate open, he comes in and he opens it up. And I'm praying for families as never before. Crisis is so out of control. I prayed for a family last week. They had a need of something very simple, a plumbing problem. A pipe was busted in their home. And the husband tried to repair it. And he couldn't find out what the problem. He had to call a plumber. And this is for real. When the plumber came to the home, he wasn't expecting it. He thought it was going to be a couple hundred dollars. $9,000. He had to pay cash for it. The enemy does not care about you and I. God is concerned about his people. There's so much going on now. The devil is undercurrent. He's oppressing homes and families as never before. He's moving and attacking people to throw them into poverty. Poverty in this hour is like a couple of paychecks away. Because so many people don't have retirement. So many people don't have job safety anymore. Don't have retirement safety anymore. And so many people are living paycheck to paycheck. Don't have saving for retirement. Then after they retire, if they have not made a good plan, it's the elderly that's poor. Can't help their children because they're poor. Children are struggling. Young adults can't leave the home because price is out of control. It's going on and on and on and on. The prison system destroying families, taking men's off the street. Seed is dying. This is real life. See, the enemy knows what he's doing. He killed a seed, he won't stop growth. He knows what he's doing. But God is in control. And God shall move by the prayers of his people. God will move. He said, if my people call by my name, this is in the book of Chronicles, if you just will repent and pray and seek his face, he said he will heal. And if you just turn from your wicked ways, he said he'll heal. That's Second Chronicles, the 7th chapter. He'll heal, saints of God. And I know there are men and women of God that's hot on fire for God. They're not lukewarm. They're on fire for the Lord. On the backside of the desert, they are on fire for God. They are sold out for God. God has invaded their spirit. Their eyes have gotten so dim about this world system because this world system is so shaken, saints of God. You see it every day. This world system is so shaken. It's so confused. because God is allowing a spirit of confusion to take over the system. It's a move of God, whether you receive it or not. There's a movement of God. He's moving by his spirit. Father, I thank you for the movement of God. I thank you, oh Father, that every strategy the enemy has set up, every technique, every theory, everything he placed up, oh God, against your people from generation to generation. God, I ask that you tear down these wicked systems according to your word, Ephesians 6 and 12, these principalities, God, these powers, God, that has placed your people in poverty. Father, that they come out of the womb poor. Then there are some come out of the womb with generational wealth because it was set up by the system, God. It was a plan of the enemy. It was a demonic spirit, and people don't want to look at the truth, open up eyes to see it was a system set up by the devil, a plan of demons, a plan set up by a dark spirit, a principality, God, to put some people, God, in a place of bondage, to put some people in a place of servitude, to place some people, God, where they didn't have proper health, a proper education, a proper job. Oh, God, destroy families, destroy home, place a welfare system of God where the man had to leave the home and families came into a place of division. It was set up by a system, Father. It was a system of destruction. It was a system that destroyed the community. It was a system that caused poverty. Two is better than one. It was a system to bring division. It was set up ages ago by principalities. Your people need to wake up, God. I thank you for intercessors who begin to pray now as never before, to cry out to a Most High God that see these things, that sit high and look low. I pray for intercessors now, that the Spirit of God birth them, that the Spirit of God cause them to come into an awakening, that they begin to cry out to the Lord because of the injustice, the families that's in a cesspool of poverty, God, can't get out. Young people can't live on their own, can't experience become adults because they can't afford to leave the parents' home. The parents are taking care of two households, their household and the children and the grandchildren. It's a spirit set up by the enemy, God. But I read in your word, God, if you dig a ditch, you better dig too, because that spirit goes back to the sender. Oh, spirit of darkness, that the Spirit of God overthrows. They thought they could bring into the neighborhood the drugs, but it's gone in all neighborhoods now. Oh, God, have mercy tonight in Jesus' name. Have mercy in the name of Jesus. They don't get concerned to their children falling to the addiction of drugs. And then they want to fight drugs. And then they want to put the men in jail. Well, they call that to be important. It's against your word, God. It's against your word. Well, they'll put their own into a rehab and put our men into penitentiary. I ask tonight in Jesus' name, I pray that the Spirit of God will come against the injustice, oh God, that the Spirit of God move as never before. Birth of Moses, birth of Esther, God, birth of Daniel, birth of Elijah, God, birth of Naomi, birth of Ruth, God, birth of Paul, God, someone that's not going to sell out They're there somewhere in the earth, God. You got to birth them as you did, God, in India. You birthed the Gandhi where you see the oppression of the Indi. How they was oppressed by a kingdom, God. And, God, you moved. And there was a movement, God, where they were delivered from England. Oh, God, I asked for a movement, oh, God. You did it for Haiti, God, where there was oppressed. And, God, they didn't have cannons. They didn't have guns. They had what they had. And they were delivered from that power. And the enemy has fought against Haiti since then because they were liberated. I ask for mercy over Haiti. People don't want to pray about truth, but you are God of truth, exposing the schemes of Satan. I ask tonight in Jesus' name that the Spirit of God, a movement of God, go forth in the earth as never before for your people, oh God, who has forgotten how to pray, who has gotten so caught up, oh God, with a system, oh God, that has them in a sleep state. Deliver them from the sleep tonight in Jesus' name. And I ask, God, that you move over this individual, that the sister's in the convalescent hospital. That, God, you move in that facility. Give them the help and the care that they need. Come against anyone or anything that would abuse them, God. Any procedure that would come against them, God, stop it. I thank you for angels now to be sent to this facility to watch over this individual in Jesus' name. God, I thank you for opening up doors of housing for Kyra, God, on the campus. God, I thank you as she moved, you supply that housing for her, God, that she will have that she had need of. And I thank you for it. Father, I thank you for giving Sister Cece strength that I have to stay on the Lord. You said, not time or week that your strength is made perfect. Allow your perfect strength and your virtues to go in that place where she's weak. In Jesus' name. And God, I thank you tonight. This is real. I thank you for people coming from the bottom. Your people, God, who have no voice tonight, that the voice of God will prevail for them tonight, that you take them into a place, God, where they'll no longer be on the ground or underneath or in the basement, God, but you go supernaturally, God, and move them to a place, God, where they can prosper. All the system has been set up against them, God. I thank you for a change, God. I thank you for a movement of God. Confuse politician. Confuse everything, God, that will hinder them. Bring confusion over those things, God. The laws that oppress your people. You, God, and only you can bring utter confusion over those wicked laws, God. Because that's a principality. Something created and set up to keep people oppressed, God. But I thank you tonight for a move of God, for a move of God. I thank you for the spirit of Moses, the spirit of Esther, the spirit of Daniel, that you resurrect a movement of God for someone not to sell out, that they'll be in a place that God can use them in the earth, and that intercessory prayers will go up into the ears of God tonight. And I do praise you for it by faith. I thank you for ministering to the need of those that's incarcerated, that have been there, placed there through a place where there was no justice, God, through the court system. I thank you, God, for exposing every spirit of injustice and freeing men and women, God, that have been closed in on the bars because of their race. You and only you can clear them tonight in Jesus' name, that the single parents raising children alone because of the spirit of addiction in our neighborhoods, in our community, God, that you go in a place, God, you're the great rehab. that you deliver them, God, from that poison, God, that caused them to be awakened and be sober. Only you can cause them to be sober, God. And I thank you for the Spirit of God to do the supernatural, God, that you move supernaturally, God, and overthrow the power that caused people to be impoverished. Move over the gas system, gas out of control, housing out of control. God, move in those places that we cannot move. You must move, God. We need a move of God concerning housing, food supply, gasoline, cars. These are basic things that your people need, God. Move all these basic things tonight and make it affordable for your people. I pray by faith in Jesus' name. We'll be online tomorrow, 8 p.m. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank
you. Thank you. The Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.